The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll-free number, we'll give that to you. Also, our Skype username will allow you to join us on the radio, where you can talk about whatever is on your mind. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
And, of course, you can always join us online over at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away to you, so please enjoy them. In fact, you get to create the content that you find there on the website. Many of our listeners go to freetalklive.com. They submit story ideas, stuff that they think we should talk about on the radio, or maybe just things they think are interesting that they think other listeners like you would appreciate. So you get to go there and submit what you want, and you can vote on other people's submissions. In the news this weekend, it's appropriate that you're here for this one, Rich Paul, as you have been a major force in the area of legalization / decriminalization / ending prohibition on cannabis. And apparently there was a protest out in front of the White House this weekend
with a 51-foot joint.
That's right. There's a picture of them carrying this ginormous, it looks like an inflatable joint. Several people, doesn't look like it was very hard for them to carry, and they're walking with it to wherever it was. I guess they were right out in front of the White House, according to USNews.com. With the smoke cleared, nobody was arrested for participating in a large and blatantly illegal marijuana smoke-in outside of the White House. Now, we know that it's legal to possess marijuana when you're not on federal property in Washington, D.C. They did decriminalize or legalize, I think, actually.
It was a form of legalization. It's still illegal to
smoke it,
purchase or to sell.
And to smoke in public.
Yes, you are not allowed to smoke in public. You can gift up to a certain amount. I don't know if it's 1 or 2 ounces, but you can gift someone some cannabis, but they cannot give you anything in return for the gift.
Can they buy a pencil from me for $60 and then I give them a bag of marijuana as a
they
gift?
They cannot. My understanding is they cannot give you anything to cause the gift to happen.
Yeah, there are rules like that even on in the world of alcohol as well.
And then there's all sorts of weird regulations on even in private property, if it's within a certain distance of either Capitol Hill or the White House, you're not allowed to have cannabis.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know about that detail.
Even if you don't inhale? Because that was okay for Clinton. That was good enough.
He was in Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I bet you he smoked some weed in the Oval Office.
Right, but the I did not inhale, that statement was said when he was still living in Arkansas, not when he was the president.
It's true.
So you can join us here. Tell us your thoughts on this. I think it's great news that people were obviously willing to get arrested, as U.S. News reports here. It appears just two, seemingly chosen at random from the smoke-filled crowd, were detained by the police. One of them, Lauren Dove, who recently moved to the nation's capital from Colorado, said both received $25 public consumption tickets. Okay, so, you know, it depends on how you define arrest. Typically, people do generally consider an arrest to mean put in handcuffs, taken down to the station, booked, and then either held or released. But it is, from what I understand, technically an arrest if you are given a ticket. So you could argue that, indeed, people were arrested. But not
two people out of the hundreds that were there.
Were there hundreds? Okay, I didn't see an estimate here on how many attended. Attendees of the Saturday event billed as, quote, reschedule 420 by the D.C. Cannabis Campaign urged President Barack Obama to take action in his remaining months in office to reschedule marijuana to allow greater research into its medicinal value and to pardon jailed pot offenders. Now, if he were to actually do that, that would be a pretty, would be a nice little feather in his cap. for whatever legacy this guy has. By no means am I a fan of Barack Obama or George Bush or any of the other presidents, but at the very least, I do understand that Barack Obama has pardoned some of the federally held drug offenders in prison.
And it's actually more than the previous six presidents combined.
Really?
By a fairly large margin, but his number is still, I think it's high hundreds, if not low 200s.
Pretty good. I mean, so if he's already done some, then there's no reason why he shouldn't do more as his term is wrapping up. But if he reschedules cannabis, that would be the biggest thing. Now, I know we've talked about this before, Daryl, and I don't recall. Is it the president who can just go ahead and wave a wand and reschedule, or does Congress need to pass something?
Congress does not have to do anything, but there's that process to where it goes through the Secretary of Health and Human Services and then something. I recall we covered it a couple of weeks ago fairly in-depth. But I also did not retain the knowledge, and I don't have the bookmark.
Well, apparently they think that Barack Obama can do something about this. And if he is...
Well, he can...
I think he could direct the FDA to reschedule it.
Right. He could tell them, I want you to do this.
Is it the FDA or the DEA who would reschedule?
The FDA.
Okay.
The DEA could suggest to the FDA that it be done. The president could suggest to the FDA... strongly suggest and say, I want this done. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Or even I'll fire you if you don't do it.
Yeah, that's the wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Right, because he is the executive of the office, he could indeed change out the deck chairs if he wanted to.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, if he wanted to do something, he certainly could do something. And he has talked in the past. It was about maybe a year or two ago. I remember we talked about an interview that he gave. And I forget to which magazine it was, but maybe it was Vice. But anyway, he gave an interview saying that he sort of acknowledged that marijuana wasn't any more dangerous than alcohol, which, of course, isn't really the case. Alcohol is far more dangerous than cannabis. But the old government position was that marijuana was far more dangerous than alcohol.
Right, but the statement that cannabis is not more dangerous than alcohol remains true because alcohol is a lot more dangerous than cannabis.
Yeah, but it was sort of a reversal because their position used to be that cannabis was far more dangerous than alcohol, hence it's a Schedule I drug, hence it's prohibited.
They're saying that, or your
put it on the same
remembrance
level.
Was cannabis is not more dangerous than.
Well, basically,
a factual
what I meant was he
because
put it,
alcohol is more dangerous than cannabis.
What I meant was he
thank
put it
you,
on
Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, what I meant was he put it on the same level as alcohol as far as its danger factor. And it's not. Alcohol is far more dangerous, far more of a hard drug, more destructive to people's lives and their health than cannabis. Now, the Schedule I of the designation of cannabis suggests that there is no, or says straight out, that there's no accepted medicinal use.
Right. And I found out from Matt Simon over the weekend, Matt Simon being the New England director for the Marijuana Policy Project, that 40 states have laws that allow for medicinal or therapeutic use of at least some portion of cannabis. So some states, it's only the CBD oil that's legal. Others, they have, you know, cannabis is lawful for therapeutic use. But it's 40 states that recognize some medicinal quality, but yet the federal government,
they do not.
Even though there's...
And Marinol is usable in all 50 states. So if you include that, that makes it universal.
That's the prescribable version of THC, the pill form.
Yes. So a part of marijuana, but not obviously the whole plant.
But the federal government, they still give, what is it, like 4 or 5 people medicinal cannabis every month at taxpayer expense?
Yep,
but there's no medicinal qualities at all.
Yeah, there's so much hypocrisy. It's just the federal government's rife with it. Dove says the police who are from the local Metropolitan Police Department, not the also on-site U.S. Secret Service or U.S. Park Police, emptied her ceramic bowl of marijuana, which she says they took as evidence, but they allowed her to keep the bowl. So apparently they took the burnt cannabis but let her keep the pipe. A light-handed approach to protesters is characteristic of police in the nation's capital, but Saturday's restraint surprised attendees, well aware that nearly 1 million Americans are arrested every year for marijuana. We'll tell you more about the protest that arguably was a total success. Now, again, nobody put in handcuffs, nobody carted off from this.
Nice to see them be light-handed. Usually they're light-fingered.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The times, they are changing. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can So our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. And you should know the Free Talk Live is brought to you by ProXPN. They can give you your privacy back on the Internet. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your data right from your computer or mobile device. ProXPN offers OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. If you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. Plus, unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. They take credit card and Bitcoin. So use code FTL50 when you're ready to order, and you'll get 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. So drop by to ProXPN.com and use code FTL50 and take back the privacy that is your right. It's Ian, Rich, and Daryl in the studio. Let's go to Richard. He's in Gulf Breeze, and we'll tell you more about the arguably very successful marijuana protest this weekend. Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, I'm all about medical marijuana. I mean, medical marijuana has been legal in California for nearly 20 years.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And so I've been there, done that. But what I'd really like to do is maybe use this show as a forum to get a sheriff in Trinity County, which is right smack down in the middle of the Emerald Triangle. I mean, the best weed comes from the
Emerald Triangle. Where exactly is that located? What state?
It's Humboldt. It's Humboldt County, Mendocino County, and Trinity County in California. Basically, if you're smoking good pot, it came from the Emerald Triangle. I mean, people have been growing for years and years and years and years and years. So, like, all the way, you go to Colorado or all these places where, like, government's now selling weed and stuff, those strains came from the Emerald Triangle, okay?
Okay, so what did you say you wanted to do with a sheriff from out there?
Well, there's a guy named Mark Potts, and he ran for sheriff back in 2010, and he's actually a true, real constitutional sheriff, and he's such a constitutional sheriff that the quote-unquote constitutional sheriff, Bruce Haney, who got elected, actually tried to fire him, and he took them to court over because he would write he had a column in the Trinity Journal, and Bruce Haney, the quote-unquote constitutional sheriff, didn't like his freedom of speech, and Mark Potts sued and won over that. And I would really like to use your show because the next sheriff election coming up in the Emerald Triangle is in 2 years, but we need to start.
Well, what was it that makes him a constitutional sheriff? I don't know what that means.
Well, I don't. Well, Bruce Haney's not. He says it, but he's not. But Mark Potts, actually, you can go online and go ahead and go on YouTube and Mark Potts, P-O-T-T-S. And he'll talk all about the different amendments, how the Forest Service has no jurisdiction, because most of Trinity County is actually under Forest Service occupation. And they, the Forest Service men with weapons like to pull over local residents and sweat them for marijuana. I mean, you could have you could have bought your
right because if it's federal
truck.
Land, it's still illegal to possess it. So even if you've got your medical,
so what would the sheriff be able to do?
Well, Mark Potts wants to kick them out.
So and he wants to forbid federal agents from operating within his county.
Yeah, he's been talking about the whole BLM federal land issue for years before, like, the whole recent thing that went on in Oregon. He's been talking about this for years, and as somebody, my property was 12 miles in the National Forest, and they They tried to get us to form. We were this little island, 12 miles in the National Forest. They wanted us to form a homeowner association. And when we didn't do it, they got mad. And they actually blocked our road with huge boulders.
The Forest Service.
And they blocked our road because if you form a homeowner association, they can stick you for all the road maintenance. They can whatever they want to do, they can stick that to you. If you form a homeowner association out in the boondocks, they can say, oh, well, we're going to plow this, do that. You guys got to pay. And we were like, no, we're not. We just own this land, and we're just, you know, coming through. You guys want to plow it, that's fine. We'll plow it ourselves, whatever. And they got
mad. So
what
is it that you want to happen exactly?
Well, I would like to see
your
show. You
want Mark Potts to be sheriff?
Well, I'd like to see you guys do a little bit of investigation into Mark Potts.
We don't really do that. I mean, I'll read an article about him here, but we don't have, like, an investigative team or producers or anything.
Read an article. But other listeners to encourage him to run in 2 years.
Well, you got to understand, we're not even probably on the radio, unless it's in Eureka. Is Eureka in the Emerald Canyon?
It is on the radio because it is in Eureka.
Okay.
And I used to actually be able to catch your show on Tom.
Yeah, you were listening to our Eureka station. Thank you for the call tonight,
yeah.
Richard. I appreciate hearing from you. KGOE is our station out there, but they don't take us during the week, so they wouldn't be hearing this particular conversation. According to the story here, Trinity County deputy claims sheriff violated his free speech rights. So this is the deputy Mark Potts claims in a lawsuit that his freedom of speech rights were violated when he was reprimanded for writing letters to the Trinity Journal. Apparently, the suit was filed. This is from back in 2012. The suit was filed in U.S. District Court in Sacramento, alleges that the deputy was punished for simply exercising his right to free speech. The ACLU agrees, and they're helping Potts and a San Francisco-based law firm in the lawsuit. According to his suit, Potts has been writing letters to the newspaper for years, but always on his private time. Potts began working for the sheriff's office in 2000, but left in 2004. He returned in 2007 and continues to work for the sheriff's office. His letters to the editor have addressed a variety of topics, including the wisdom and constitutionality of various laws, the appropriate scope of federal government authority, the legalization of marijuana, and the right to carry concealed weapons. So, on the scale of police, doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, yeah.
The letters.
If he loses his job down there, maybe he'll move to New Hampshire and take over as sheriff for one of the counties here.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet. He did stop writing the letters to the editor following the reprimand. I don't know what the current status of this case
now,
is.
What was the reprimand? Was he writing these on company letterhead at some point?
Well, it doesn't say on what letterhead, but he claims he was doing it on his private time, so it would suggest that that meant that he was not using sheriff's letterhead. But
he was probably identifying himself as a sheriff in the letters, though, I would guess.
Which is fine, you know, as long as you make sure. Like, for instance, the guy who runs the jail here, Rick Van Wickler, is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He goes and he speaks on his own time. He takes time off from work to go and speak in favor of ending prohibition here in New Hampshire. So you can do that. You can still express yourself. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Of course, a lot of people have a lot of things to say about various issues. We're going to get to your calls here in moments. Also, want to let you know how to help Free Talk Live out and get your shopping done all at the same time. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that allows you to enter Amazon, Amazon UK, Canada, or US, whichever Amazon works best for you. You enter through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. Very simple. Same great Amazon, same great prices, huge selection. What you're used to, it's just you're entering through our link, so we get the cut. Over at shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we were talking about this sheriff's deputy who was in hot water, and I have not looked yet. Sorry, I was distracted to try to find an update in the case. There was
I looked, and I don't see anything past that December last year.
He got into hot water because he was expressing himself via letters to the local newspaper out in Redding, California, and there was apparently some sort of rebuke from the top level of the sheriff's department about this, and he then did stop sending those letters but filed this lawsuit with the ACLU, which was filed back in 2012. And for all we know, it's still snaking its way through the court system. And this, I think, is part of the reason why whenever I've talked to police and I've asked them to, you know, give me their opinion on something, a lot of the time or I wouldn't say all the time, but a lot of the time, the police will refuse to do so. They will say things like, oh, my opinion doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's because they're afraid of, you know, letting people know what their opinion is. They may be afraid of some sort of backlash from within the department like this. Now, it doesn't apply to all of them. There was one guy, or is one guy, Shane Maxfield, who's one of the Keene police officers, who when I first moved here, we did a ride-along with him, and he expressed his opinions on a variety of subjects. But then, after that ride-along, the Keene Police Department ended the ride-along policy. So there are no more ride-alongs that are available. At least there weren't under the previous police chief.
Did you film that ride-along?
Yeah, that's right. If you search for Keene Police Ride-Along on YouTube, you'll find, I think, like a five-part video series. And, you know, he told us that he was against the war on drugs, for instance, and in favor of gun rights. So, you know, I guess it is possible that police feel pressured to, not just while they're on the job, but also while they're off the job, to try to stay as neutral as possible publicly with their opinions. And I think that's sad. I think they should be able to express themselves.
Well, that's also part of the legal positivist philosophy. A legal positivist believes that law has moral force just because it is law, because it went through the process to become law, and that's how a legal positivist can, in his own mind, justify enforcing a law that he personally believes is unjust. You know, if there wasn't this attitude among police of placing the will of legislators over their own conscience,
that's a huge problem.
Then we wouldn't run into this. And having been in a military academy, that's more or less what they taught us, is when you're in the military, your conscience is more or less suspended. And even if they never say you should disobey an order that's wrong, the only thing they ever say is you can disobey an order that's illegal. And that's different.
How do we reverse that? I mean, that's definitely something that needs to change, where police should be able to have an opinion about the law and then, you know, be protected when they make a decision about not enforcing a bad law. Because, I mean, in theory, they are supposed to be able to use discretion. So if they ignore somebody with a bag of marijuana or something like that, or a teenager with some alcohol, or, you know, some non-crime where there's no victim, a malum prohibitum, if they ignore that, there shouldn't be any kind of penalty for it. And many police do quietly look the other direction on things like that, and kudos to those officers who do that. Mm. But they should also be able to ignore it when they're in the presence of a superior officer. And many of them will likely not make that choice. If they're with the police chief and they know the police chief's a drug warrior, and they don't enforce the war on drugs with the police chief standing there or sitting in the car with them, then that may result in some sort of penalty for them. You know, maybe they'll put them on the overnight shift or pull all their overtime or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, chances are they will pull all the overtime, because being on the overnight shift is not really a huge punishment, because, okay, now you have less work to do.
Well, you know, it depends. There's also sometimes worse things that happen during the overnight and more naughty people. Let's go to Bob. He's in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Bob.
Yeah. How are you?
I don't think your name's Ralph. Bob.
Ralph.
It's Ralph. It's Ralph.
Ralph from New Jersey.
Okay, Ralph.
Okay. You know, our heart was broken over the shooting of that state trooper in Richmond, Virginia. And I would not going to ignore the racial dimension involved.
Who was shot? A state trooper? What was the circumstance? I'm not familiar with the story.
Well, you know, this animal who came down there from Aurora, Illinois, just went, you know, wild and started shooting at a police officer. And this
what kind
animal,
of animal was it?
Well, he was a black animal. Put it that way.
Okay. See, Ralph is
like
a racist. Ralph is a racist, and normally he only describes Barack Obama as an animal, and then he'll play off as though only considers Obama to be an animal. But
you don't have that among the libertarian, right?
Would you call white people animals too when they commit vicious crimes?
This is just wonderful, but isn't this becoming?
I just want to know. Would you, Ralph? Call white people animals if they commit a violent crime?
You know, I do judge people by the content of their character rather than their, you know, rather than their complexion.
So if someone were happened to be white and they happen to violently murder someone,
if they are horrible human being, yes, absolutely.
I mean, okay, all right. Just so you're consistent, I just want to make sure you're being consistent. That's all.
But as far as consistency is concerned, right? Once again, this is a pattern with, El Negro to, allow things.
And that's another one of your names for Barack Obama. Are you talking about all black people when you say? I just want to make sure that our listeners understand what you're saying. The only reason I know what you're saying is because you've called a million times and used these terms. When you say El Negro, are you you're referring specifically to Barack Obama, or are you talking about the man who killed the sheriff?
Actually, it was a Cuban American who came up with the term over the disagreement with the policy in Cuba by Obama.
Okay, but you didn't answer my question. When you say
Obama didn't start the Cuba policy, he's trying to normalize relations. But please answer Ian's question.
Yeah, just to be clear, when you say El Negro, are you referring to Barack Obama or are you referring to the person who shot the cop in Virginia?
Both. Both of them. Okay. He did not reflect himself to that individual, right?
Are you a racist? Because it sure does sound like you are.
No. You know something?
I don't know if I believe you.
This is,
do you have black friends?
This is a problem with, people like you, so guilt-ridden. I wouldn't call you a racist. Now, I'm a libertarian racist, but you're not one of those.
Thank you. I'm definitely not a racist. I look at humans individually, and I don't make up names for them based on the color of their skin.
Now, I will...
I make up names for them based on the content of
their character.
I will say that there's a chance that Ralph is not a racist. He's probably a bigot, not a racist, and there is a difference.
What's the difference?
The difference is that racists believe that one ethnicity or one race of people is superior, and bigots don't necessarily think that one ethnicity is superior to another, but they do judge people based on
racist is a type of bigot, but a homophobe is a type of bigot, or a misogynist is a type of bigot.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. I've heard enough from you for tonight. Toll free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything. Coming up, the libertarian debate. Plus, we get the chance, we'll tell you a little more about the successful marijuana protest. But people want to talk about this libertarian debate. And Rich, you've seen it. We'll talk about it on the way. Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
December 7th,
1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Invited to join us on the radio waves. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username's lrn.fm. So you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. So let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Joe is up, and then we'll talk about the libertarian debate that was falsely advertised as the first ever nationally televised debate. That is BS. We'll explain to you why that is here in a moment. But first, Joe is on the line in Lakeside, California. Joe, you're listening online. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I've got a concern that Rich Paul brought up about the military following orders they don't believe. If for any reason they wanted to do Roundup guns, or something of that nature, and the military was called out to do that, it would be a crying shame that they'd go ahead and follow that order. Because
many of them would.
Mercy.
And they have.
Right. And, you know, these things in the past where they've had to round up on these wild lands or things of that nature, I'm wondering if that's just a trying point for the next step.
What's that now?
You know where they like the where they went out to Oregon and they got the people off the government property. If they were using that for a stepping stone to do larger things,
meaning like it wasn't the military that was involved in that though. Just to be clear, it was the FBI.
But it was federal agents.
True, it was the FBI and also Oregon State Police. It was actually Oregon State Police who shot and killed LaVoie Finicum.
Right. But would they, you know, that I'm wondering, you know, if it'd be the next step for the military. You know, if they're checking smaller organizations and then the next thing, because they've been pushing this gun control so much, I'm wondering at what point they're going to try and do something.
Well, they've already tried to do a bunch of things, right? I mean, you've got the federal government, or not just the federal government, but you've got the cops in Watertown, Massachusetts, who went house to house and literally went through everyone's homes in that town looking for the Boston bombers. So that's a, you know, total police state.
Right.
And yeah, they completely ignored any right to property or any privacy that that anyone had. So, and then you go back to Hurricane Katrina, which was more than a decade ago, where the U.S. military in the form of the National Guard was going into people's homes without permission, and they were taking people's guns from them. So that has already occurred. So we're well beyond the point of you know, no return from that perspective. Joe, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Let's go to Trey. He's in Louisiana on the amp lines. Go ahead, Trey.
Yes, sir. I was wanting to talk about the debate the other night.
Yeah,
y'all posted online.
The libertarian debate, which was advertised falsely as the first ever nationally televised libertarian debate. They've had nationally televised libertarian debates since as long as I've been an adult.
Since 1991.
Yeah, so that was false. But, you know, whatever. It was John McAfee, Gary Johnson, and some kid from a terrible website that were...
I think that's Austin Peterson.
Yeah. Anyway, none of the three would qualify as libertarian by my book, but you know, I would have loved to have seen a real libertarian in the debate, like our own Darrell W. Perry, who's running for president. But what were your thoughts on it, Trey? I presume you watched it?
Yes, sir, I watched it. That's what I was going to say. I wish Darrell would have been there, because it would have been nice to hear, you know, his catch on to everything. But I think McAfee actually won the debate, personally.
Rich Paul, you watched it. What do you think? Who was the winner?
I don't know if there was a solid winner. I came out of the debate with a better impression of Austin Peterson and a better impression of John McAfee and a worse impression of Gary Johnson.
Why was that?
I didn't like Gary Johnson's comments on the wage gap. The idea that men and women are being paid unequally for equal work.
Did he get all Islamophobic, too?
He did not.
Okay.
He did not in this one.
Apparently he did say that he would force Jewish bakers to bake cakes for Nazis.
He didn't exactly say that, but pretty close. He did come down on the side of requiring Christian bakers to bake cakes for gay weddings.
That is not a libertarian position.
No, it's not a libertarian position. And of course, you know, I would call all of those candidates libertarian in that, you know, if you look at the world's smallest political quiz, otherwise known as the Nolan chart.
Well, the Nolan chart's the chart that they use to graph the answers of the quiz.
Okay, true. But if
so, you would say they fall in the libertarian quadrant on that chart. Not that they're pure libertarians, but that they're more libertarian than other people might be.
Exactly. They're certainly not pure ANCAPs. I don't think any of them...
Anarcho-capitalist is what you're referring to there. Trey, let me hear more of your opinions on it.
Well, I agree with Rich Paul. I was going to say, Austin Peters, he really did do a lot better than he did in that one in Mississippi when Darrell was in it. It really impressed me what Austin Peters did.
So if you had to vote for a winner between the three, who would you pick?
Oh, definitely McAfee, because I like him. He's weird. He's weird as a box of hair. I like him.
Is it true that McAfee showed up? I heard a rumor McAfee was stoned during the debate. Is that true?
I don't know, but he kind of looked like it.
Yeah.
I think only John McAfee could answer that question.
Both McAfee and Gary Johnson acknowledge that they do smoke weed.
Interesting.
And
Austin Peterson does not?
Austin Peterson, I don't believe he said one way or the other. Mm-hmm. I've never tried to smoke with him. I haven't.
I know during the debate that was hosted by the Libertarian Party of North Carolina, the week before North Carolina had their primary, John McAfee suggested to Austin Peterson, come hang out with me for an afternoon and take two hits of acid.
Well, if you're listening, John McAfee, I will take that offer if Austin Peterson turns you down. I'd love to drop acid with you.
Wasn't the reason for that that this Austin Peterson is just such a straight-edge, kind of boring character or something like that?
Yeah, he told him he needs to relax, and if he hung out with him and took some acid, it would change
loosen
the way
up
he looks. It would loosen him up and change the way he looks at the world.
I bet it would.
He was somewhat... His affect seemed a little forced during the debate. Austin Peterson, like, he would make very emphatic points, but it had kind of a rehearsed air to it. You know, my main issue with Austin Peterson as the candidate is that he just doesn't have the same credibility amongst your average voter as, say, John McAfee or Gary Johnson, Gary Johnson.
I would say that Peterson doesn't have as much credibility among Libertarian Party members as either McAfee or Johnson or most of the others.
I hope you're right about nomination. That. Now, Trey, there was something else you wanted to comment on tonight. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was wanting to ask Daryl if he saw the main event last night in WrestleMania.
I did, yes.
Can you believe they actually let Roman take the belt?
I believe it, and I was actually thinking that they were going to have Roman Reigns do a heel turn during the match, but that did not happen.
A heel turn?
Right, where you turn into a bad guy.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Trey. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453. Who was he up against,
Roman Reigns? He was up against Triple H, the COO of the company. Okay. Now, one thing that did surprise me was...
Is it true that he's the COO, or is that just for show?
No, he's married to the boss's daughter. He's the actual COO of the company. But the thing that surprised me the most was Zack Ryder taking the Intercontinental title. Woo, woo, woo. You know
it. I don't know who that is.
Wrestling fans will know what
sure,
I'm talking
of course,
about.
Of course. What do you think, Rich Paul? Wrestling?
I wrestled in high school. It's a sport. I like it. It's not so much... You know, supposed to be a soap opera with silly costumes.
I love that. I think it's fun. I don't actually take the time to watch it on any kind of schedule, but every now and then if Daryl's watching it, I'll stop and enjoy some of it just because it's fun.
Well, you did see Shane McMahon jump off of the top of the cage. What did you think about that?
That was pretty epic. I mean, that was a huge stunt, and he fell onto a table, so it wasn't as though there was any, like, padding of any sort beneath him. That was a 20-foot drop.
20-foot drop onto an announced table that's basically glorified cardboard.
Yeah. Toll-free number here, 855-453, 855-450-3733. So, yeah, of course it's scripted and choreographed, but there's still some pretty serious physical feats going on within pro wrestling. 855-453. Plus, Glenn Jacobs is a pretty hardcore libertarian. Plus, Sean Morley, I believe, as well. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.